Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. A heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. This is Lois, and I'm the host of Let's Talk Truth. And we're here this evening to share in another dynamic broadcast, something that hopefully will shed a light on some things that's going on in the hearts of the people. We pride ourselves in talking about life issues. These are issues that mostly, basically a lot of us don't really think about on a daily basis, but they are issues that affect everyone at one point in their life or another. And what I'd like to say, as I do at the top of every show, first of all, I want to welcome everyone who is in our studio. I want to also welcome those of you that's calling in and listening in. And I just want to say how happy I am to have you on board. We're talking today about loving you on my terms. And this is something that I hope we can get a message over to us, because a lot of us are hurting inside because of the things that have affected us. So we declare it's okay, I'm going to love you, but I'm going to do it on my terms. And we just want to see how far that gets us in our day-to-day process, and also knowing that if it's on my terms, then it doesn't really hold much value. I want to first start out by saying, as I do at the top of every show, that this is not a show that we call ourselves preaching to you, but we are listed as Let's Talk Truth. These are Let's Talk Truth about life issues. So there's only one truth, that's God's truth. So if we're to arrive at a point where we can bring truth into a situation, or where the bottom line, where truth is going to become valid, then we have to encompass that with Christ. It has to be done through the Word of God. Because as I said in my theme song, if we don't use God as our measuring stick, then everything that we think is merely our opinion. So how valid is your opinion? How much weight does it hold? Your opinion is just like everybody else's, opinionated. So we thank everybody for being here. And also on this broadcast today, we're talking about loving you on my terms. Now, if a person is to be loved, we want to come to some sort of bottom line. What should take place if you're to be loved? And also, do we choose to love others, or do we love others based on our own personal or our own selfish needs? And sometimes we have to take that into consideration. Now, we're going to explore this evening that if love is outdated or if love is overrated, then why is it we do all we can to experience it? And for those just like me and a lot of more people, have you experienced love Do you feel like someone has truly, really, unequivocally, without any boundaries, loved you? Do you feel that you have really and truly and unequivocally, without boundaries, loved someone else? Now, we have so much we can measure that on. So this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to all open up and be honest with ourselves and honest with the statistics, how things play out, and be able to examine our hearts. And for those of you that's listening, examine your heart. And before you say, I know I love so-and-so, and so, we're going to examine, what are your motives for saying that? What are you looking for? What are you after? And then when everything is over, the show is over, then we're going to ask yourself, have I been loving you, but I'm loving you on my terms? And you're going to find that basically 99.9% of the time people, we're declaring that we love somebody, it's on our terms. I'm going to only love you if. So in our studio today, we have Mr. Motivator stop by. He's always here to motivate us. Lift us up to do whatever it takes to, we'll start to really kind of feel good about ourselves and the direction we're going. We have Louise here this evening who makes a dynamic contribution to our show when she's on board, when she stops by. We have Courtney that's in and out of the studio. Of course, he's doing different things to help our studio run smoothly. He works in our green room. He's taking care of our audio and different things like that. But he does pop in every now and then and lends us his support. So we thank him for that. We also have Shannon. She's in and out of the studio, and I believe she should be in the studio in just a little bit to offer her expertise on love. And what we're trying to get everyone to understand, we're not saying that we're an author on love or who's loving what. We're just going to base it on what's true, on the truth. And this is how we decide whether or not we're in the ballpark or not. First of all, I'm going to ask the panel that's here, what is love? Anybody that wants to start out, what do you think love is?
That has different meanings depending on who you're loving, you know, because you may have a love for your parents that's going to be different from love for your child and also love for your spouse or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all going to be dependent on who you're loving.
Mm-hmm.
Because each love has many different degrees. And
okay.
It doesn't necessarily, you're not going to necessarily love everybody the same.
Right.
You know.
I agree with that. But if we take away, Louise, if we take away the different kinds of love, and I wanted to define love, period, as a whole, what is love?
Love is a feeling of concern,
mm-hmm.
Passion, closeness,
okay.
Oneness. Love is indefinable. Love is a feeling of splendidness. Love is something that causes us to constantly think about a certain person. Love is something that causes us to go up the extra mile, to do things that we might not otherwise would want to do,
mm-hmm.
But because of the love, the motivation that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have some other definitions, but I think that's those are some of the things that I feel that come from love.
Okay. Courtney, I know you're in and out. If you want to tell us your definition of love,
My definition of love is an emotion. Love is an emotion, but I think love is showing compassion for another individual or thing.
Okay.
Like intimate compassion.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I say intimate, not necessarily
sexual,
but I'm saying intimate, a deep compassion for something or someone.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you, Gordon. And that is excellent. And I had the opportunity to get this that you guys didn't have. I got Webster.
Oh, wow.
And Webster's definition for love is a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. It's a feeling of warm personal attraction or a deep affection as for a parent, child, or friend. And like Brother Courtney said, it moves also into a sexual passion or desire.
Yes.
So love, the word love, it's all of those things encompassing.
Yes.
But it has to do with the tenderness that you have for another person, not for yourself.
Yes.
Now, if you take that definition, let's break this down. You believe, and this is your belief, do you believe that if you love once, that it's love forever?
Yes, if it's the real love, the love that's genuine, I think it won't fade or wash away.
I believe that too. And when as we go through this show, we're going to get to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard people say, "Oh, well, I loved him, but I fell out of love."
Yeah.
I loved her, but we just fell apart. We grew apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does love grow apart? Now, we say we have to get to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth comes from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture in the Bible says everything else will fall, but what will not fail?
Love.
Love will not fail.
Yes.
So we're talking about the different love, the different stages, and the different attractions that attract me to love you. So if that can be diminished in any way, if I can get to the point where I don't love you anymore, that's telling us what?
That wasn't love.
It wasn't love in the beginning.
It's only two things you can have, either love or hate.
Exactly.
So if you don't love someone, you hate them. And when people say no, people say, see, there's different. No, there's not. It's black and white. You either or you are. And we hate to say that, but we are. But now we're getting on to the rim of different kinds of love.
Okay.
Now, when you say I fell out of love, you could say I fell out of the intimate love for a person or something like that. But I truly believe that you should love all people, whether they've done you wrong. And you know how a person, you can love all people when you don't wish anything bad upon them.
Yes. Okay.
That's you love them. Now, I love the man across the street, but I wouldn't cry and fall out.
It wouldn't affect
you. It wouldn't be because the different love that I have.
Okay, so you brought us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
He is absolutely on point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because there are four kinds of love.
Mm-hmm.
Four kinds. The storge, which is affection. That's a fondness through familiarity. That's a brotherly love. That's especially between family members.
Yeah.
That's the kind of love that affects us in a certain way, and we look at each other as we're brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Then, phileo, friendship, is the love between friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And friendship is a strong bond that exists between two people
mm-hmm.
who share a common interest.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can, if somebody say we're friends and we never can enjoy each other, or not each other, but enjoy the same things, the
mm-hmm.
same activities, then how close of a friend are you?
Mm-hmm. Not
okay?
Right.
Now, there's the romantic kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the love that you have for your spouse or your significant other. That's the part that encompasses the passion and the sexual part.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the agape.
Agape
love is unconditional, meaning I'm going to love you regardless of what you do.
Well, that's a parent.
Well, not necessarily. That should be more than just a parent.
Mm-hmm.
If I am going to be married,
mm-hmm.
I should have agape love.
Mm-hmm.
Agape love encompasses all of those other three
exactly.
that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people, and I know I have been one of them,
mm-hmm.
one little slip of your spouse, and you're ready to divorce them and throw them to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just let, there's no, you, and we'll lie and say, oh, I forgive them,
mm-hmm.
but we don't.
Yeah.
See, there's a thing explaining forgive and forget.
Well,
when it says forget, it doesn't mean you can wipe that out of your brain, but you don't hold that to the charge of anyone.
I agree with that, but you're saying one little slip, like you have to have some kind of standard.
Of course. But if
like how do you get past infidelity?
By the word forgive.
By the word D-I-V-O-R-C-E. I'm taking something. Hold on to those things I can forgive. Like for example, a slip of the tongue, you might say the wrong thing. You can be sorry in the heat of the moment when you're angry or whatever. But cheating, it takes too much to happen. With somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you accidentally, oh, she kissed me. I didn't kiss her back. It was an awkward moment. But you done got enough to where you got somebody out there under clothes. It's too much time in between there for the whole stop. Shell, don't go any further. All the warning signs and bells are going off. It is too much time in between the infidelity from the beginning to the
mm-hmm,
end.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, and I would say the infidelity does not begin
mm-hmm.
just right in that moment. It starts long before that with conversations. You let somebody in your personal space.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the betrayal for me. It ain't the sexual act. It's the fact that you allow somebody to be in my space. Okay?
Yeah, hold on. On the flip side of that, we're talking about love. Now, the love, you really didn't have the love because you was justifying that. When in actuality, that was both of y'all's fault why the infidelity
mm-hmm.
happened.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Because
hold on, let me tell you something.
Agape.
I don't want to hear that. You have to make, you know what, I'm so sick of people saying that. You have to make a conscientious decision. Listen, I've been in relationships. And if it's not working out for you, leave it. But don't do that.
Okay.
To me, it's other alternatives. You ain't got to sit up here and holler, oh, my goodness, you going to do what you're supposed to do. It takes two people to mess up.
Okay,
but I agree with that part. But when it comes to infidelity, you can make a conscious decision to zip your weenie in your pants and or keep your bottom as a woman covered up. Keep your legs closed.
Exactly. But
yeah, no.
That's
like saying, oh, you just go ahead and be promiscuous and fornicate. It's the world's thought that I'm fornicating because I ain't getting what I need, so I'm fornicating.
Okay. Listen, but we're talking about the bottom line, loving a person on whose terms. See, to mess up is one thing, but this is why all of those different kinds of love that I use, the last one was agape love, which is unconditional love regardless of the circumstance.
Yeah, you can love him.
You don't look for it to happen.
But just because you love somebody don't mean you got to be with
that means you don't love them if you don't with
no,
them.
I'm being for real because I'm not going to sit up here. I don't care how y'all justify it. Ain't nothing y'all can tell me on this panel.
God himself has to slow down here and tell me otherwise.
Well, he had.
Nope. I have to see him in his natural form, the Gabriel blowing the horn and everything for me to believe that, because you have, listen, we're in the flesh, and I agree with that. We're in the flesh, so we're apt to make mistakes on a continual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, like if you're in the heat of the moment, somebody keeps pushing your buttons, you liable to snap back because you've taken that and kept on taking that and doing it. If you try to remove yourself from the situation, that won't even happen.
Mm-hmm.
But to be intimate on any level with somebody, you allow that door. You know when you crack that door, close it back. If you love me, make a decision not to close that door. I'm not going to even hear that. I don't care what y'all say. I'm
well, we know.
That.
Well, we know that Shannon is not going to be unconditionally loved. She's going to love on her turn.
So go ahead. The thing of it is about the love that we're talking about like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about you coming with that was your line in the sand. But what if somebody had a different line in the sand for you? The way you walk could just make somebody not love you anymore.
Oh, you know what? And that's the thing. That's why you, let's see, people,
but
make,
see, no.
You put that out there from the beginning.
But that's not, this is what we're trying to get to the point. We're saying here,
we all love.
If you are to be loved, what needs to take place for love to be genuine? And that's the key, because people are in relationships that there is no genuine love.
In the first place.
Because let me tell you something, things can be misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I remember once, a friend of mine, a lady friend and I were together. She knew this man, and I didn't know the man. And the man hugged her and said, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in such a long time. Here, I've been wanting to give this to you. Open his wallet, and I think he took out like $50 or $100. I didn't know that man, but I'm a person, I'm a humorous person. I see humor in things. So I said to the man, well, if you've never met me, I should get twice what she got. Now, you know what happened based on what I said to him? He said I was flirting with him, which in my heart, I was not flirting, but that's how he took it. So now he took that and made my husband feel very uncomfortable, which I had to go bad on him to correct it. I said I was merely teasing, because as ugly as you are, you know, you don't rate on my level anyway, which I shouldn't have had to say that. But a lot of times people misunderstand your action, which causes a breakdown in how you feel about
a
person.
That is true, and I agree with that. And I am willing to be open and communicate about anything in this world except infidelity. That's something I can't get past. Let me tell you why. Because if I trust you and I love you and I put my all into you and I'm saying this is who I'm going to be with, this is what I want to do, and this is like a place held special for you, I don't care what ups and downs we go through, for you to do something of that magnitude to me, that would tear my heart out of my chest. I will
now
never be the same.
Let's stop right there. Okay, Pam, you're listening to what she's saying. First of all, let me ask you this. If she has a man that she can give her all to, would he be a man that would be unfaithful to her?
Yes.
I don't think so. Because I think she would give her heart to a man that she didn't see that kind of value in.
In the first place.
You said, I like the way you said genuine. Oh, by the way, genuine is one of my favorite artists.
Oh.
Go ahead.
It's difficult for me because there are so rare. It's very rare that you find a couple, when I say rare, that you find a couple that's been married for a very long time, where one of them, whether it be the man or the woman, have not cheated.
Sure.
And I just feel like, you know, I hear like those older women on the specials they have talking about marriage, saying, you know, well, he had his indiscretions, but through God. We were able to. I'm not going to go through that through God. Honey, if you, the thing that separates us from the animals is the ability to control ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mean tell me, if you, if we sit in a room and I can't leave this room and you keep on pushing my buttons, what you know going to push my buttons, I'm going to snap. Now, if I'm a man, I come in a room and a chick gets naked, I can always walk out.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand that. And I firmly believe that loving a person, if I am to have a relationship or a marriage and love for a person,
mm-hmm.
I just believe that the God I serve is not going to connect me with a man that will be unfaithful to me. Now, I believe that should I hook up with somebody like that, I hook myself up.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a difference
yeah.
in whether you hook yourself up or whether God hooks you up. Let me tell you something. Well, we'll get down to the nitty-gritty talking about love. We're going to get down to the basic brass tacks about love.
Okay.
Love is something that we rarely experience. We rarely experience love. We rarely experience. Don't you know that if you really love your husband, you would look at him and nothing would make you cheat on him if you loved him? If you loved and truly loved your wife, nothing would make you cheat on your wife. And let's take everything back. We're going to take everything back to the Bible, to Scripture. God says there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Why is that? That's love.
If I love somebody and they end up cheating on me,
then you shouldn't be with that person.
They love me like I love them, which means I have to chunk the deuce.
Exactly.
Unless
and see,
we
that's
have some
what
kind of arrangement, but we both do what we want to do.
That's and that's what I'm saying right now. There's never going to be a true, genuine, one-sided relationship. If it's one-sided, it's not the right, that's not love in the first place.
Yes.
See, we attach ourselves to different people, and we say it here in the thing, are we doing it? Are we loving others based on our own personal needs or our selfish needs? And a lot of times, it's our personal and selfish needs. And tell me who, what adults know for sure what your personal needs are, number one. You don't know what your personal needs are.
You know what you want.
You know what you want. But what you want is not necessarily going to be what's beneficial for you. I know some young ladies right now, they want a man so bad that they will allow him to drag them through the smut. But you don't need that person. That person is taken away from you. It's making you lose your integrity. You're losing everything it is about being a young female, a young woman, but you still want to do it. Why do you want to do that? Because there's something going on inside of you that needs attention, and we need to give attention to that because that's why we grab and reach for different things that we don't need that's not blessing you to grow.
If
you can't grow
that
from.
That word so loose anyway, love, love,
mm-hmm.
love.
And the thing of it is, when
somebody said something to me about, I read it somewhere, and it stuck with me ever since, and I saw something about it earlier today. They said the person who loves the least is the person who has the control of the relationship. And I was like, at first, I was like, that's dumb. Then I thought about it. I said, that's true. Whomever loves the most in the relationship will be willing to sacrifice and do whatever for that other person. So the other person is going to always come out on top.
So, but that's the point. That's why we're having this show. Because love should never be where one has more love for the other.
Mm-hmm.
It should never be. I should never love my husband more than he loves me. He should never love me more than I love him. This is where you get that control. Who is supposed to control in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Love should control.
But what about an R. Kelly says somebody's loving the body or movement?
That's lust. See, this is what a lot of people
love is the motivator.
The only thing that makes you, this is what gets us in a pickle.
Loving the body movement.
Listen, you, how many men do you know marry a female just because she got a dunk?
Well, now I've heard some guys I love the big blank blanks.
But that's the point. But see, people don't realize
it.
People don't realize that you're loving the body. What do you love about your wife? Boy, her chest, her dunk, her leg.
And that's,
well, if you take and cut her chest off, you're not going to love her anymore.
Then he's looking for
the next one. So listen, when you start loving physical, that physical attraction, that's lust. L-U-S-T, not L-O-V-E. Love. And what people need to understand that if it's lust, that's bedroom desire.
That's bedroom boom. After you got, my grandma always told me when I was younger, she said, baby, two things you got to remember. Be careful who you lay down with because you got to procreate one day. And she said, you eventually got to come out of the bedroom.
Exactly.
You don't have nothing else to bring to the table. What else do we have? I mean, you ain't gonna stay in the bedroom all the time. You got to eat. You got to go to work. You got to pay bills. You got to
go to the store.
Now that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
You can't base everything on one thing.
On one thing, and this is why lust. It's a four-letter word.
That's why these men and folks who go out, these men and women who are here and cheat with the lust of the eye, and catch them in the shoot, and they go such a fool. They fall for it. Everything, that's why you can't be talking too much. Everything they hear you say that your spouse ain't doing, they going to do. I know women who do that right today to get the man in, holler, girl, I got him. Mm-hmm. Well, he was cheating on his girl with you. Now, what you think he going to do to you, big retard?
Well, at least we know that's not a factor when in entertainment and with a lot of celebrities.
Listen. Oh, yes, it's a factor. Let's take one lady in history.
Okay, give us
a lady in
history. Now, you probably don't know any celebrity.
Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor was married 8 times to 7 men. Oh, 7 different men.
Yeah.
8 times she was married.
You think she was a...
So now, that was not love. And when they asked out of her own words, she was asked in an interview, Miss Taylor, why did you marry so many times? She said, I don't know. It beats the hell out of me. Now, that lets you know right there, there were reasons she was marrying, but love wasn't one of them.
Well, do you think, you don't think it's about because maybe she was so beautiful and attractive, or maybe some of the men didn't know how to...
The Elizabeth Taylor didn't love any of those men. She didn't love her. She broke up so many marriages, but she didn't break them up.
She just wanted the challenge, see what she could get.
Yeah.
She said she loved them, though, I think.
We love a lot of things, Mr. Motivator, but we don't mean it. I mean, when I was growing up, my mother told me when I first started hitting puberty, boys are going to tell you they love you to get in your little undies. They are lying to you, little girl. And they were. They love you this week and next week they love Sherry because she's putting out.
Yeah.
They don't. People don't know what that word means. You know, I heard them say all the time, I love you. I love you. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you really love me, you would know how to talk to me. If you really love me, you would know how to communicate with me. If you really love me, you would value what I have to say, like you want me to value what you have to say. If you, that's anything, that could be your mother, your brother, or whomever. Any type of relationship, it doesn't mean just husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, or you alternatives out there, whatever you're going to do. I'm just saying anything. You have to be able to communicate with somebody. If you tell somebody, if my friend tells me that they love me, I'm going to expect them to conduct themselves like they love me. If my mother tells me she loves me, I'm going to expect that behavior from her. I don't believe in lip service because, to me, you can tell anybody anything. I'm on the radio right now, and I can tell you I'm a 5'9", 112-pound Caucasian woman with blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, my gosh. That is me. And would you know the difference if you didn't see me? No, you wouldn't. Okay, exactly. So I can tell you anything. You can tell somebody anything that they want to hear, what you might want to. That's what we have an imagination for. We can create and come up with all kinds of concepts and beliefs in our own mind. but it doesn't mean it's true.
But do you think people would go on the air, go, say maybe go on the Oprah show and tell, say in front of millions of people and express their love?
Brother Tom Cruise did.
He did?
Tom Cruise was on Oprah Winfrey, dancing in the cast.
Expressing his love for Katie Holmes and went crazy with that Scientology and tried to lock her in that baby up.
Uh-huh. I remember that. I saw the episode.
But the thing of it is, he was saying he loved her.
And I remember seeing that.
He
jumped on the couch.
Mm-hmm. He knew what love was for
him. Yeah, for the first time in his life. And I believed him. I mean, it sounded so sincere. And I thought that he and this particular lady, Katie, was
Katie Holmes.
I mean, Katie Holmes.
She was just a young chick. You know, that's how I believe we had a certain innocence about her, and a lot of old men love conquering innocence.
Exactly.
That's
and, you know, you have to look, you know, one thing I can say is when it comes to, like, the Lois was saying about the adopted love of Christ, unless you know Christ, you won't know the adopted love of Christ. You have to know him to know
that.
And I think when you know that, you're able to see through a lot of things that people tell you.
Mm-hmm.
God will give you insight and say, you know what, look at these red glands. I'm throwing up. Pay attention. But you, girl, I ain't looking at that. I know he had choked me, but I love him. He was upset because I had looked at him wrong. Hey, you looked at him wrong? Girl, I had looked at him wrong. He choked me just a little bit. But I almost passed out, but I didn't. He could have kept going, but he didn't because he loved me. You know, we justify things in our mind versus that little thing that we call a conscience that's inside of us. That's that spirit that God put into us, and we, you know, like I said, whichever man you feed inside of you, we don't feed it quite often, but, you know, every now and then God illuminates like a balloon in you and say, hello, pay attention.
Yeah,
but you're not listening. And we go right past it. We just, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care the outcome. I'm in love. Mm-hmm. And then when you're sitting in the bed of women's shelter with your eyes closed up, then you're hollering, you know what? I had thought he was crazy a little bit when he had choked me that first time. I didn't think he was going to keep going. We don't listen to those warning signs of things that God put into us. And really, when you say agape love, that's the love that Christ has for us. So he won't let us perish if we just shut up and listen.
And look at the young ladies who die. Their boyfriends kill them. You know,
and I'm scared to walk out of work with folks I don't even know. They pull up to the job, shoot them as they walk out. That's one of too many folks walk out of my business. I see y'all going ahead. I'm going to wait. Because I know ain't nobody out there for me, but I'm not finna get caught in the crossfire while they trying to, you know, Consuela and them husbands going crazy. It's all on the news. I mean, I'm just saying, people going, they're walking up into the building, killing their wives, kidnapping them from work, killing them, and then fleeing, and there's a chase all on the freeway. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be involved in that. Y'all going after them.
So what you said is Shaquille would say, I love him. I just love him. I'm so wild about it. And I love the beautiful grill you got. You saying it may not be love what she expressed.
Mm-hmm. Especially if he got a grill.
It might be.
No.
She could just love dudes
No.
Some people love people with tattoos.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about getting new grill.
The only grill I'm going to get is the grill I'm worried about is the grill in my car. That's it.
Oh, maybe the grill outside for barbecue.
No, I don't eat barbecue. I have somebody have barbecue for me.
Oh.
But we have to understand what it is when we're talking about loving. Now, I'm going to love you, but it's going to be on my turn. Now, the only way I'm going to love you, you've got to let me be whatever I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it, and you just shut up.
That's not called compromising.
But hold on, at the same token, if you love somebody, what you want to do ain't going to be something that they want like you.
Exactly.
Oh.
I'm getting confused because I heard some entertainers say, you know, if you love your spouse, you compromise. And one of them said, you know, he got his wife's permission to have two other women to come to the bed.
Oh, no, that's just stupid.
That's not tough.
I wish I would be sitting in my bed like, look what I got. What kind of mess? That's just purely nasty.
But that's what people call in love, but that's not love.
Well, they say something about it allows of swingingness in the family. You know,
if I want to swing, I go to the park and get all the swing.
And I don't even like to swing high, so mess around with me. It ain't even go down that way. I know it's motivating. I'm motivating me to get crunched up on the show. That's something I promise you, I try to pray about it, but that's something I cannot get past.
No.
It's just a moral belief that I have. I just don't believe in all this swapping and switching and everybody.
It keeps the spice of life.
Yeah. If you want the spice of life, take a vacation. Go skydiving.
Yeah.
Parasail. Do something like that. Have your heart break.
Kayaking.
Yeah. Jump out of a plane without a parachute and have somebody catch you with one. You just do something like that if you just got to have a feeling rush. You know, do something, but don't sit up here and tell me that, you know, the spice of life, if you bring some. Do you know they have a website where married people go to cheat?
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know this.
And they get on there, couples get on there, and the wife go get there. She, you know, she pick up my day. How do you do that? How you come home thinking like somebody else and expect to live in my, oh, no.
Mm-mm. But I think that's too much.
That's just too much nastiness, number one. It's too many diseases rolling around out there. And I just keep on L-O-V-E themselves while you out there spreading around getting that D-I-S-E-A-S-E.
Okay, now what about the couples that ain't into that, you know, going out, you know, and trying to mess with others and doing all that? Or what if it's somebody, you know, they want their wife to, you know, to climb on top of the roof and they bring ropes and chains the time.
I see it, baby. That's not love.
It might be.
No, it's not.
Because if your spouse asks you, can you, you know, tie me up and whip me with this?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might get off on that. Some people that's you.
Don't try to tie me up.
But what if somebody say that they want you to whip them?
Yeah, because
I would beat them down and go get my divorce.
Probably in his and then God be love, you loving in your own way.
That's what I'm saying. That's true.
Now, I heard one guy say that he was dating a girl and she loved what they call a bulldog. And he said she liked for him to run her down and throw her down and wrap a rope around her feet and everything.
Well, she was born on a cow. You do cows like that at the rodeo. But I promise you.
If somebody ran and knocked you down, it wouldn't even be nothing exciting about that. Yes, it will, that emergency room gets it.
Yeah.
If I get to swinging and beating somebody up, baby.
I think he said that she loved for him after she would throw her down and put the ropes around her feet and bite in her lip that she loved it.
Oh, no. She's retarded. She needs to be on a 72-hour psychiatric hold at Timbaland. Let's call. Those of you who have any relatives out there who have a problem with all that weird mess, you know, you can get on a psychiatric hold 72 hours here in the great fair city of Dallas and the great state of Texas. And, yes, Timbaland will put them on a 72-hour hold. Call.
But something has to be done now. Let me ask y'all this. We've come to the conclusion that we can get our dandruff up with cheating husbands and loving and this mess. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hear this all the time. You know, I love him. I'm just not in love with him.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, what is that?
What is
that? I love him, but I'm not in love with him.
The carnal, that's a carnal thing. And the thinking behind that is, you know how you love everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're supposed to love everybody in Christ. Like you love that person, you care what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have that hunger or that need to be around them or be with them or that
then
love.
Why did you marry that person?
I think I know what you're talking about. You love Santa Claus, but you're not in love with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm not going to marry
him. The thing is, because if you can say that, I think, if you have not been through something or that person has not put you through the ringer,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying, well, I'm just not in love with them anymore. They had to have done something real bad. It had to. But you not
I just
believe,
that,
or you got
I just believe that they were
fight.
Never in love.
Yeah. I just, no, I've you heard can be in love with somebody and they can damage you to the point where you will still love them. You will still be in love with them. But if they're not conforming to what you need, if they have totally become void of where they were in Christ at first and they have just deviated strictly from who they were.
You know what?
It comes a point in time, you have to say, just because you know, you may not date nobody else, you may not
want to be around nobody
well,
else.
I'm
going to
say this, and I don't know how many of my exes might be listening, but all of my exes live in Texas.
Okay. Your exes live in Texas.
All of my exes live in Texas.
Well, that's
but
like
the thing of it is, I just believe if I was ever in love with any of my exes, I'd still be in love with the first one I was in love with.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there are millions of people right now in marriages and relationships that think they're in love and they're not in love?
They thought they were in love and they're not in love. That's really, and believe it or not, because of the inability to wait for what you should wait for your connection, that love, that one love. I believe everyone has a love out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if so many of us don't know what love is, and we stare it right in the face, but we don't recognize it.
You know what?
And it takes a good dose of knowing God before you can open up.
That's true.
And
know
what you see is love.
I think the ultimate love, first of all, is to love yourself.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is because if you don't love yourself, you have to be in love with you. Because if you are in love with you, you'll be honest with yourself.
Exactly.
A lot of times in these things, you know, people put and they put on facades. If you notice, like when people first start dating, if the person you start dating, if they like to go to the rodeo, oh, this is fun, I like it. But these days, like, I hate the rodeo. Like, oh my God, why am I sitting there?
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with who you are. And if that person really loves you,
mm-hmm.
they'll accept you for who you are. Now, I'm not saying for you to belittle a person or
mm-hmm.
or talk about them again,
mm-hmm.
we go with the cheating. But if you're honest with yourself and what you and who you are,
hold that thought
like
there
mama,
just for a moment. Hold that thought there just for a moment because you said something that was so profound
mm-hmm.
when you said you may not enjoy what's going on, but because of that desperation within you, and you may not look at it as being desperate, but anytime you settle in a relationship that you don't enjoy just to say, I'm in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
or I'm tired of being by myself, so at least, you know, he gives me attention. He does. So it's something lacking within you that will make you be dishonest with yourself. And I did a show one time that says, will the real person inside please stand up?
Mm-hmm.
We don't recognize love the way we should recognize it because of just what you said. We're dishonest
mm-hmm.
with ourselves.
With ourselves. We don't want to face the truth. You know, they have a psychological thing anytime you go somewhere, like people with self-esteem disorders and things like that. They tell you to actually look in a mirror. Just get quiet in the room by yourself and get face-to-face in the mirror. You know, a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, because
you don't know why. Because you're really facing. There's no one around to distract you. There's no music. There's no nothing. And you're looking at yourself, and you have to come clean with those emotions of
mm-hmm.
what you're feeling, what you're suppressing, what you're trying to do. This the things that you don't that you feel like if I think that it's gonna come to the surface, and everybody will know.
Exactly.
But no, you have to come clean with what they feel, and you don't want to wait until you get to a point in your life where you feel like I have suppressed my feelings, whether it be anger, happiness, whatever. I have morphed myself into somebody that I'm not.
Exactly.
You know, me, like, for example, I'll talk about me because I can't talk about anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It came to a point where I was very shut in, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a quiet person. I am not quiet at all.
No,
I'm very bold.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say what I want to say. If I feel like it's on, and that's a problem I know sometimes, but if I think it, I feel like I should be able to say it. If you don't like that, I mean.
Well, you think that's what Michael Jackson was kind of focusing on when he talked about the man in the mirror, about being honest with himself?
Yeah, that's why he said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Because
yeah.
You have to start
everybody
with yourself.
Everybody wants to change something. Oh, let's get on this cause. Let's get on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, everybody wants to start with the gangs in the neighborhood and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go out there and impact that gang because
so you
have to have an example to show that gang member. You have to start with you first.
Uh-huh.
You know, people always
mm-hmm.
pray amiss to me when they pray, change such and such, change them. No. Pray for
change
God to change
you. Because
if
you
I say God
change
me, when I change,
you will
then
change.
If that person doesn't conform, what they do is not going to bother me because
mm-hmm.
I'm the one changing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pray for somebody else to change. That changes something within you.
And you said a mouthful there, and I'm going to say this, and we're going to get down to where we bring a close to everything because we've got like 10 minutes. But what I want to say is it's so profound here. We're talking about love and loving people
mm-hmm.
on our own terms. We love on our own terms because, like she said, we are afraid to look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find that you said being able to look at yourself just without turning away from yourself. Do you know that fear and your inability to love yourself is why we attach ourselves
mm-hmm.
to different things? This is why you see a young lady walking with her cell phone, she's steady punching in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're steady looking. You're steady scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
You're steady doing this because you're trying to occupy that time.
Mm-hmm.
What will you do with your time if you don't have something to influence you?
Oh, that's a good point.
What will you do?
And another thing that came to me, and I don't know if you all remember this song, but years ago there was a song that puzzled me. And the guy said, I found love on a two-way street. And lost it on the long highway.
Yeah.
What was going on?
No. No. You know, give and take.
Okay.
You know, give and take is a two-way street. And you lose.
It's going both ways.
Yeah.
On a one-way highway, ain't nothing coming to it. It's all going this way.
It's all going. And this is what I'm saying. This is where you get around to being on your terms.
Okay.
You're the only one going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want anything to influence you. You're afraid to face something.
Mm-hmm.
You want to love it the way you want to love it. You don't want any opposition. You don't want anything
mm-hmm.
to stand in your way. You don't want to have to reflect on, am I making the right decision or am I not making the right decision?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy being on that one-way street. You don't want influence. You don't want controversy. You want nothing to tell you that you are doing the wrong thing. I'm going to only love you, but I'm going to love you the way I want to love you. And if it can't be like that, then I won't love at all.
I have a question. What about those people that tell you, you know, I heard you tell them, be careful, because if you give a person 100% of yourself, you're not getting anything in return. When they leave, you have nothing.
But that's the point. If we would, listen, I'm going to take you, we say we cannot do this show
mm-hmm.
without bringing God in it because he is the last.
Yeah, exactly.
Females,
okay.
Before you decide you're going to be in love with who you're in love with, make sure God sent that person to you.
Mm-hmm.
If he sends him, you're supposed to give 100% of yourself
mm-hmm.
because God doesn't come half-stepping.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to send you somebody. If you find somebody coming to you and he giving you 50%, he didn't send it. God did not send that person. You grabbed that person yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you grabbed him for the wrong reason.
You're right.
I'm going to close out by saying this. You've got 7 minutes.
And if God sent it, they won't have a problem giving him a foot massage or something like that.
Except if they...
Yeah, that's if God sent them.
For those of you who have the King James Version Bible... for you that have the New International Version or the New Century, this scripture reads the same, just in different words. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. It says, charity never faileth. This is how it reads in the King James Version, which the New International Version says, love never fails. Love and charity synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail.
Mm-hmm.
New International Version says, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. In other words, everything that you can associate yourself with in this world will cease to exist.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that's constant, that will never, ever change, is love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a love that is changing, believe me, God did not send it.
I have a question. You just said love and charity is synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get a tax write off for love?
Yeah, because that means you're going to give more.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay your tithes, your offering, you're going to give to different organizations.
Like, if you're being in love, you get a tax write off. Because if I give to the donation, you know, charity fund, I get a tax write off. I'm just trying to see if I can miss it.
Yeah, because the only way you give a tax write off is if you got to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. You don't get it.
I'm putting on my taxes this year. I was in love. Pay me.
Okay, and then they're going to say, okay, what did you give us?
My fantasy number one.
Oh, yeah, they don't rate fantasy. IRS don't rate fantasy. No, they don't have a price on that. Listen, we're going to say today that loving a person, loving another person, is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that the choice you make is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married and you are married to the wrong person, you'll know it by the way they treat you.
Okay.
You'll know it by the things you have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about true love, you don't have to give up yourself.
I like this.
You never have to give up yourself. You are going to enjoy everything you do together.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to, from the bedroom to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the den,
mm-hmm.
outside in the yard, wherever you are together, you're going to absolutely enjoy it. You're going to enjoy that person. I'm going to look cute whether I have makeup on or I don't.
Wow.
When I wake up in the morning, if my hair is trousers all over my head, you're going to think I'm beautiful. You know, my mate will think that I'm so beautiful. They won't sit here and say, well, I think you gained a couple of pounds. They're going to love me whether I gain a couple of pounds or lose a couple of pounds. And they're not going to say anything that's going to snatch away my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything to snatch away their self-esteem.
Or you compromise your mark.
No.
Like that song, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to do right.
No, see, that's making you compromise what's good. I'm going to say that's not love.
Oh, you're right.
That's not love, that's lust.
If being right means being without you, I'd rather be a wrong than a right.
Yes, that's love. That's motivated love. That's what that is. Because I promise you, when it's true love, you can stand on the housetop with it,
yes.
And you will not be ashamed.
Because
a lot of people say, ooh, she married that ugly man. But to you, that booger looks good. I mean, you know, he got a six-pack working even though he got a kid.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You sound like that's got to hit the nose. Listen, and, you know, you're just going to get the beauty. You're going to see the beauty in what you're attached to or what you're attaching yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I truly do love about being in the position that I'm in. I love to share truth with people. That's why we're called Let's Talk Truth. Listen, for those of you, I thank you all for listening in. Thank my for being here, and I want everybody to understand, if you love somebody, don't do it on your terms, do it on God's terms, and you'll come out on top. And if you need to listen to this show or go on my blog page, do www.voicebullock.blogspot.com. And I would love to hear from you. Somebody send me an email. We get them all the time, but if you disagree with what I'm saying, I'd love to hear you say, I absolutely disagree with you, and, you know, that'll be fine, too. We'll try to come to a meeting. I'd love you if you disagree. I'm going to love you if you agree, but send me an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, And again, thank all my staff for everything you put together. And we're going to be seeing y'all next Tuesday at 7:30 on Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart.